Brooke Smith has been rediscovering Richmond's sports history, and today, Brooks, we're going to talk about the Tuckahoe Little League, and in particular, one glorious season. But first of all, let's set the stage by talking about the history of the Tuckahoe Little League.
You bet. It was founded back in the 50s by the storied 68 season. It was one of 7,200 Little League clubs around the world. Tuckahoe is committed to sportsmanship, teamwork, courage, hard work, and it has an incredibly proud history of exceptional athletes, including Jim Pankovitz from the 68 team who went on to play in the major leagues, and also Justin Verlander of more modern fame.
Well, that 68 season that we mentioned had to be very special. Tell us about that.
Imagine being a parent of an aspiring 12-year-old baseball player who receives a letter on July 1st, 1968, saying your boy is one of 27 selected to try out for the Tuckahoe Little League All-Star team. Each of these 27 boys was given 2 weeks to practice, field a team, and then they were off to the races. The tournament started on July 17th, and for about 30 days they were on the road, here, there, and everywhere, first in the districts, then the state, then in the southern region, and eventually at the storied halls of the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
And they got all the way to the final game, and...
Well, this is single elimination play, so each game was special. But in the final game, alas, they went down to Japan 1-0.
Well, and I understand there was an unusual catch made to end that game.
There was indeed. In baseball, I think there's both skill and luck. And in this case, the catch was made by a Japanese right fielder who just happened to be out of position, but close enough to the ball to make the catch and win the game. I will say along the way, our team had a spectacular record. In the tournament leading up to the World Series, they won 11 straight games. 9 were shutouts, and these weren't close games. Against Verina, they won 17-0. Against Lubbock, Texas, they won 10-0. And they had some spectacular athletes. Each of these kids has a story, but let me tell you one in particular. Roger Miller, who's one of the players from that team who sadly just passed away in February of this year. He threw 9 no-hitters that season, 1968, including 5 in the tournament. And he wasn't just a pitcher. He had a hot bat, and in the semifinal game against Quebec, he single-handedly hit 3 homers. He had 4 hits, 4 runs, and 7 RBIs to lead the team to victory.
Well, and they came home as heroes.
They were indeed returning heroes. On the way home, they stopped at the White House, and they were hosted by Vice President Hubert Humphrey. Then they came to Richmond, and they had a ticker tape parade down Broad Street from Willow Lawn down into downtown. That evening, the Richmond Braves hosted them for a special game at Parker Field, and in between, there were many, many visits with the governor, congressmen, senators, other dignitaries, and a lot of hometown fans who just love seeing Tuckahoe make it all the way to the Little League World Series.
And as you mentioned, they did really have some great young players, some of whom went on to further stardom.
And what's amazing to me is many of them now still call Richmond home. And having had the great pleasure of meeting with some of them, I can tell you that there is a keen sense of camaraderie among them, as well as many, many vivid recollections of that 68 season. I also think there's a lingering sense of wonderment that as 12-year-olds, who could have possibly imagined what they were going to go on to do. And it was simply one day at a time trying to avoid single elimination. But it reminds me that, you know, we may be consumed by big league play and professional athletics. To me, though, the soul of baseball is the experience of fathers and sons or daughters and the kind of stories like the 1968 Tuckahoe Little League team.
Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.